Leo used to work with me. Took a new job starting, was it Thursday she started? Started Thursday. So Lee and I were working on this project, are starting to work on this project, and I'm going to have Alicia and I work on the project as we move forward. But it's using a data set that we recently got access to in New York State, and that's the trauma registry data. And so we're pretty excited about some of the utility of the trauma registry data. So historically, workers' compensation payer information has been the primary indicator available in our emergency department and ED data to define whether it's an injury or not. Using workers' comp as a primary indicator likely underestimates the work-related injury burden. And these numbers up here are the annual number in our hospital and ED data using workers' compensation as our to define whether it's a work or not work-related injury. There was about 1,000 hospitalizations and 6,500 emergency department visits. Oh, I'm Michael Bauer, if I didn't say. Oh, sorry about that. And we're defining injury based on using external cause of injury codes in our records. If it has a diagnosis code for an injury in New York State, it requires a E-code, and if it doesn't have one, it gets rejected. So we're 100% E-coded for anyone with a diagnosis code for an injury. And we're not using all E-codes, but majority of them. So the trauma registry data, it collects information on moderate to severely injured patients. And we have over 40 designated trauma centers in New York State. They're required to collect detailed information on the most seriously injured patients who meet certain ICD-9 codes. Over 200 variables are collected in the trauma registry, including identification of occupation injuries outside of workers' comp. So if there's a check, was it worker, was it not worker, as the person enters the trauma center, or it can be found also from the EMS data. But it's just sort of a standalone yes-no worker comp or worker, not worker injury. Additional information on comorbidities, complications, and personal protective equipment are also included in trauma registry data. It's got a lot of variables, 200, with a lot of information that is generally not available in your general hospitalization ED data. And this data is directly linked with the hospital and ED data because trauma center is just a designated hospital or ED as a trauma center. So we have not in New York previously used the trauma registry data for understanding occupational injuries, and we are doing that now. So this presentation is a descriptive look at the 2063 worker-related cases identified from 2010 to 2012 based on that work variable mentioned in the trauma registry data. We limit those to 16 years of age and older, and we did some work on mechanism of injury also. We also looked at the injury severity score. An injury severity score assesses the trauma severity, and it's basically a scale of 0 to 75, and anybody with a ISS score of 15 or higher is considered sort of major trauma. And the average mean injury severity score of the data that we're looking at was a 13, so it does show that the patients seen at the trauma center have a high injury severity score. We did look at the leading mechanisms of injury. Falls is the leading one, and I'll show that in the next slide. Males comprise 89% of all injured. We're dumb, we do things that lead to traumatic injuries. The most commonly reported comorbidity was smoking, followed by hypertension requiring medication. The mean age of cases was 43.3 years, with an average length of stay in the ICU of 7.1 days. 17% were discharged to an inpatient rehab or a skilled nursing facility. Workers' compensation, looking at the variables from the Sparks piece, was the primary care said on only 74% of the cases that were defined as an occupation coming into the trauma case. So showing the under-reporting using just workers' comp. These are the five leading causes. unintentional falls is the leading cause in trauma data in New York State. Looking at, we have the additional variables, we're able to tell from our trauma data that the average fall was from a height of 12.8 feet. Can't do that from just general SPARCS data. SPARCS is our acronym for hospitalization and EDA in New York. And 31% of the falls occurred at an industrial location. And other unintentional, beautiful category, motor vehicle traffic, intentional injuries, and other motor vehicle. So as of 2014, we're even happier. That data was earlier. They're adding a variable on occupation industry. So we'll actually know the occupation and industry. And so that was started coded last summer. And so once we start getting that 2014 data in, we're going to have even more information that we're really interested in looking at. So that's sort of it. Trauma registry, I think, was going to be a really valuable source for us in New York to really understand the burden of occupational injuries. Thank you.